Question. Do you know what command is given the most often in the Bible? Are you thinking love God? Love your neighbor? Worship God? How about be good? Or do unto others as you would have them do unto you? Did you realize that the command that is most often given in the Bible by God is do not fear? And the text that I'm going to take a look at here this morning, it comes up three times in these words from Jesus. So let's take a look at this in Matthew chapter 10. And I'm going to start verse 26. So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered that will not be revealed or hidden that will not be known. What I tell you in the dark, say in the light. And what you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both body and soul, or both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. So everyone who acknowledges me before men, I also will acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I also will deny before my Father who is in heaven. So, in this text, to give you some context here, Jesus is speaking. He's sending out his 12 disciples to go out and preach. And what are they preaching? That the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And this simply means that Jesus, the Son of God, was now there. And he was here to fulfill all of God's promises and God's plan of salvation. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, is what they were sent out to preach. The good news. And Jesus doesn't sugarcoat here the fact that people will hate them because of their message. And now I want to read you the verses that preceded what I read you. Starting in 21. Again, the words of Jesus, brother will deliver brother over to death. And the father, his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to the next. For truly I say to you, you will not have gone through all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. Wow. Jesus, where do I sign up? Brother against brother, children putting their parents to death. People are going to hate us. Listen to what Jesus says in John. This is the night that he was going to be later arrested. He says this to his disciples. If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours. But all these things they will do to you on account of my name, because they do not know him who sent me. And Jesus said these words to his disciples the night he was going to be betrayed, the night he would be arrested, the night his disciples would all abandon him, and the next day he would die on the cross. So Jesus definitely isn't sugarcoating things here for his disciples or for us. And this had to have been scary, don't you think, to hear if you were one of those 12 disciples being sent out from Jesus saying, people are going to hate you. I think if I was one of those, I'd be pretty scared. In the face of persecution, Jesus tells his disciples to not fear. And he's telling us the same thing. Don't you, though, wish that Jesus would have said, do not fear because I will spare you from all suffering? He doesn't say that. The fact is, we do suffer in this world. Jesus does not say we will not suffer. In fact, those who are most loyal to him, most faithful, will most likely suffer the most. We are not greater than Jesus. He suffered immense persecution. We should expect suffering and persecution as his servants. And so in this text that I read to you from Matthew 10, three different times Jesus says to not fear. And let's go through those. The first one, do not fear because everything done in secret will be made known. Okay, at first glance, this can be a pretty scary thing, right? Who here would like everything they have done in secret be made public? Show of hands. Not me. Jesus says that everything will be revealed. Even those sins we thought we got away with. But, you know, I like that word. Let's remember our baptisms. We believers I'm talking about now. We hand out these white cloths for a reason to everybody that's baptized. It symbolizes the white robe of righteousness that we now wear. We have been washed clean through the waters of baptism. We are Jesus's. Because of what Jesus did on the cross for us, we are now wearing this white robe of righteousness. Listen to what it says in Galatians 3. For in Christ Jesus, you are all sons and daughters through faith. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. When God looks at you and I, all he sees is Jesus. Jesus is perfect, and I mean perfect, life of obedience, never sinned. Jesus' perfect life of obedience, suffering, dying, and rising for you and I. That's what God sees when he looks at you and I, us believers. We have been washed clean through the shed blood of the Lamb of God. But there's also another part of this here, everything will be revealed. Who has ever felt like some people just get away with everything? Like there's no justice. Has anybody ever felt that way before? Some people just seem to get away with everything. The good guy always finishes last, right? No matter how discreetly persecuted you are by somebody in this world, God knows and sees everything. And it may not happen in our lifetimes, but those sins will not go unpunished. Those who persecute may get away with their persecution of Christ and his people for a bit. They may get away with it here on earth, but those sins will not get by when Jesus comes on that last day. And so Jesus says, do not fear. The second one, do not fear because the worst thing people can do to you is kill you. Well, that doesn't seem super great, does it? You know, in America, we really don't have to deal with this type of persecution yet. For being a believer in him. But Christians in other countries do. Just got a couple of examples here I wanted to share with you. Violent Islamist groups, some aligned with ISIS, have been attacking, abducting, and murdering Christians in the Eastern Republic of the Congo. Hundreds of Christians have been killed. Some when they were worshiping in church. Pastors find themselves overwhelmed by the current situation. Well, I think so. I don't know what I would do in that situation. Do you? Gathering together like this, being scared that you're going to lose your life for worshiping Jesus. That's what's happening in the Congo currently. Here's a girl, a 12-year-old girl from the country of Kazakhstan, a believer in Jesus. She organized a Christmas party to share the gospel with her Muslim classmates. And she said a star was going to be there so that they would come. And then she shared the gospel with them at her Christmas party and gave them all Bibles. In turn, because of the peer pressure, the friends, their so-called friends, made fun of her and threw away their Bibles in the trash after they left. There's a Christian convert in her 20s. She's been imprisoned in her room by family members because she converted to Christianity. This is the country of Turkey. So what does this persecution look like in America? We have Major League Baseball players being fined for putting verses on uniforms, which tell the real meaning of why we have the rainbow. We have a high school football coach in Washington who was fired for taking a knee to have a prayer after football games. We have business owners across our country facing litigation for standing up for their Christian beliefs. And if you watch TV or anything in the media or movies, Jesus Christ, his name, is taken in vain without any kind of restrictions anymore. Imagine if that would be Muhammad's name. And then there's just simply being made fun of for believing in Jesus. It's what it looks like in America, in our country. And Jesus is telling us here, though, that the worst thing anyone can do to us, Christians, is take our body. Death can be a very scary thing, though, can it? This came up in VBS. I told you I got to teach during the Bible time. And some of the older kids were asking questions about this death thing. It is scary. And Jesus is telling us here, though, the worst thing anybody can do to us is take our body. But, another big but for you, God tells us there will be a resurrection of the dead. We say that every week in the creed, by the way. We believe in the resurrection of the dead. And that there is a heaven. And that we will live there with Jesus forever in our glorified bodies. What does that look like? I don't know. But I know it's going to be a lot better than the body I'm in now. Third thing. Do not fear, because you are more valuable than many sparrows. So we're told here, Jesus tells us, two sparrows back then were worth only a penny. Sparrows are the closest thing to worthless. But God takes note of every single sparrow that dies. How much more valuable are you and I? A whole lot. The next time you are feeling down and worthless, that's what Satan wants us all believers to feel, that we are worthless. The next time you feel that way, look out your window at your bird feeder and notice the sparrows and be reminded of this, that even a sparrow that dies, God takes note of. That's how much he cares for you and I. The God of the universe cares that much. In fact, God knows you and I so intimately, he knows the numbers of hairs on our head at any given time. Now, some of us, it wouldn't take as long to count, right? He knows every single one of you and me. He knows every single minute detail of our lives. And he still loves us that much. There is one thing that we are also commanded to do in this text. And did you catch it? It's when it said, fear him. He said, do not fear these other things, but fear him. Fear God. Those who persecute and kill can only take the body. They have no power over your soul. God is the only one who has the authority to cast people, body and soul, into hell. That's why Jesus says, don't fear. The worst thing they can do is kill your body. And by the way, that is what we deserve. But there's nothing any human can do to us compared to what God has done for us, which is send his son to die for us. And this is why we should fear him. Fear God. This does not mean we should be scared or terrified of God. It does mean we should have an intense sense of awe, reverence, and an immense respect for the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The God of the universe. Be in awe of his majesty, his holiness, his power, his love. You know, it looks a lot like those disciples, Peter, James, and John, when they went up on that mountain with Jesus. Remember when Jesus was talking to Moses and Elijah? You know, one of those things that happens all the time, right? And they got to witness Jesus in his full-on glory and majesty. And what did they do? They could do nothing but fall on the ground and worship. That's fearing God. This is what it means to fear God, the God who loves sparrows, the God who loves us way more, the God who loves us so much that he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for you and I. Do not fear. Amen.